The other night I got an invitation to a funeral, but to my disappointment the fellow didn't die. He said that he was sorry for having disappointed us, and seeing he apologized, we'd let the thing go by. To ease our disappointment, he took us out and treated us. He bought a quart of port for a company of 10. Some of us asked him whose money he was squandering. The fellow took his wallet out, we didn't ask again. Well, we got the concertina for to keep up the riskality, though none of us could play it, and we tried our best and worst. We made an awful noise on it, and if it's any benefit, we played the thing so carefully that all the bellows burst. Well, we got a boiled potato for to fix the concertina with, when someone hit O'Malley with the carcass of a cat. He bundled up his whiskers and he read out the riot act. He said he'd put two heads on the bugger that done that. Well, the owner of the beer shop, when he saw us all a-rioting, gave orders for to leave, but that we flat refused. So we whistled for some loafers who were standing round the corner, and for 10 or 15 minutes we were bodily abused. When we left the beer shop down the road, we started a bunch of hungry urchins. They pelted us with mud. We told them for to chuck it, and they said that they were doing that. And then they all ran off and left us where we fell or stood. Now the Salvation Army waited right around the corner, and they rifled all our pockets while they sang that we were saved. Poor little John McGinty was escorted to the station for the song that he was singing and the way that he behaved. All for to free McGinty, we all took off our undershirts, and to the local pawn shop we took the bloomin' lot. I told the man that we only wanted 10 and 6 on them. There's enough already on them, was the answer that we got. Although we got the 10 and 6 all for to free McGinty, with bad luck to the beer shop we met along the way. Of course we couldn't pass it without having some refreshment. We squandered every penny of the fine we had to pay. Our senses we surrendered to the good old General Guinness, and for a bit of rioting we stoutly did repair. We battered one another while we rearranged the tables, keeping track of lighter objects that were flying through the air. Now McGinty hit McGinty, and McGinty hit another man, and any man hit any man, and every man was right. And poor old crippled McNamara, sitting saying nothing, poked at random with his crutches to intensify the fight. We fought away like Turks till the coppers separated us and took us off to jail with broken noses and black eyes. I got 60 days in prison, and to me it was a lesson that I'll go no more to funerals until the fellow dies. Thank you. I'd like to play a little song that was introduced to me by two different people. One introduced it as O'Farrell's Farewell to Limerick, another introduced it as O'Farrell's Welcome to Limerick. The Aloha song of Irish music. I melt the snow and strew the leaves with flowers and soft caresses. I'll help you to despair your woes with joy. I'll take your greeting and I'll bear it to your love mayo upon my wings so fleeting. I call not fame for wine and play, so loyal, so gay, so loving. Here's my fond kiss I send today, borne on the wind in its roving. These monster folk are good and kind, right royal. This clan I'll gladly leave behind with your Connacht pipes to greet me.
Come along with me, come in your native tongue. I am going to do a song, especially for anybody out there who is a writer or would-be writer or just downright appreciates the wonderful and gifted people who are the chroniclers of our spirits over the years, over the changes. My God, the changes. This is a little flight of fancy I took off into one afternoon thinking about this very thing. It's called Herds of Words or the Pencil Song.
Some write down letters, just lie on the page. Don't do anything but get faded with age. Don't ask how many, if they're big or small. If they're not put down right, it's no use at all. Sometimes the pages are thick and chock full of the worst kind of rattle that letters can pull. Words that run straight, left to right, not a turn, so that after one reading they're ready to burn. I saw some letters all graceful and fun. I uttered them out loud, they leaped to everyone. They called, they taunted, I hollered right back. I jumped up and down as they clattered and clacked. Well, they ran all around with gladly in pursuit. I made them stop, but I wore out my boots. easy, but guess who does? I fell on the floor with those words all above. There were so few, but they leaped and reformed and made up every word that has ever been born. I chased them 3 days before they settled down, and some of those letters are still on the town. My brain huffed and puffed trying to grasp those words. They danced magnificent and sang like the birds. Well, I was astounded at what had passed by. Swore I'd remember each word till I die. There's enough letters to go a long way. Put them down just right, they'll stay and they'll stay. Short, tall or other, magic is in the pen. Like putting them down can release them again. So give me letters that jump off the page, and even when faded they don't seem to age. Winged ones that dance and can howl like a hound shall find me always with their movement and sound.
Thank you. Heard some words.